Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Truly thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather. Thank God for another beautiful day. He's allowed us to see February the 20th, 2022. We thank him for his hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us. And thank God for all the saints of God who felt it well to come out. We're listening in on the phone. We're listening in on the internet, on the broadcast. We just thank God for all listening in and thank him for his goodness to us. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. We want to thank him. We want to praise him. We want to honor him today. And we're going to say a special prayer and blessing for Brother PJ, Brother Pierre, you know, Johnson Jr. He's really dealing with it hard on his dad, and he needs our prayers. He needs our love, saints, and so let's hold him up in prayer. We can understand how he and his dad were very close, but we just want to pray for this dear brother that God will strengthen him in the days to come. Shall we look to the Lord? Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we look to thee. Once again, we want to thank you for your manifold blessings this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your hand of love and mercy extended unto each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, that you've been so kind and so merciful unto us. You've blessed us, Lord God, allowed us to rise this morning, clothing our right mind, and you blessed us with a reasonable portion of health, strength, and well-being. You blessed us, Lord God, to be in the land of the living one more time. And for this, we want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for each and every one of the saints of God who have gathered this morning in your name, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for those who cannot be with us, and we ask a special prayer and blessing be with them, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, we want to lift up our dear brother PJ, dear Heavenly Father, in a special way, Lord God. We realize, Lord God, that he's going through a difficult time right now, and we know how he feels, Lord God, because we too had lost our fathers, dear Father. Many of us in the congregation have lost our dads, our mothers, and Lord, brothers and sisters, Lord God. But Father, we know that we serve a God who is able to comfort, dear Heavenly Father, like no man can. We serve a God, dear Heavenly Father, we know, dear Father, that's able even in the midnight, Lord God, when our mind begins to war against us, Lord God, that you can come in, dear Heavenly Father, and sup with us, Lord God. You'll give us songs in the night. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would go to our dear brother, Lord God, and we pray that you would bless him, dear Heavenly Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would lift him up, dear Father. We pray, dear Father, that you would strengthen him, Lord God. Lord God, we know, dear Father, there's nothing wrong with him weeping and crying, Lord God, because it was his earthly father that you had given him, Lord God. But, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would bless this young man, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, allow him to know, dear Heavenly Father, that you don't make mistakes, dear Heavenly Father. That, Lord God, that we may not understand all the reason why, but further along we'll understand, dear Father. And so help him in the name of Jesus this morning. We pray for him, dear Father. We lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and whatever it is that we might be able to do to help this dear brother, help us in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to go to his rescue, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, dear Father, that you remember all the saints this morning. We thank you for them, dear Father. Thank you for Brother Mann being in our presence this morning. And thank you for all that you've done for this dear brother and how you have brought him through many years, dear Heavenly Father, upon this earth. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord God, for his health and strength and well-being, Lord God. Yes. He said his footsteps are a little slower, but Lord, he's still pressing on to be in the house of the Lord and to serve you, dear Heavenly Father. And we thank you for Brother Mann. Remember his family, Lord God. Remember his children who care for him, dear Father. Ask that you would remember likewise his granddaughter, dear Father, was in a bad accident, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you remember Logan in a special way, Lord God. Touch her and heal her in her body, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, and we know Brother Man is going to give you the glory and the honor due unto your name, dear Father. Likewise, we pray that you would remember Sister Carol. We thank you for her, Lord God, and thank you for all that you've done for this dear sister, how you allowed her, Lord God, to reach her 90th birthday last week, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, she's still, Lord God, beaming and thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness to her and your mercy. Father, we ask that you would bless Sister Carol.
in every way that she stands in need of. Bless her, Lord God, in her home. Keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Watch over, protect her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, for her outreach program that you've given her, Lord God, as she's reaching out to loved ones and those, dear Heavenly Father, that need to know you, Lord God, in the free pardon of their sins. We just ask that you would bless our dear sister. Remember her family members. Remember her concern for her loved ones who are out of the ark of safety, Lord God. A special prayer for her brother Frank and his wife Minnie, Lord God. Oh, Father God, she's concerned, dear Heavenly Father, but Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, you would prick their heart, prick their mind and their soul, Lord God. Help them to know that time is winding up. Yeah. Father, we want to thank you for Sister Regina and ask your blessings upon her likewise. Thank you for her being here, Lord God, and thank you for all that you've done for her, Lord God, and how you brought her through, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we thank you for this dear sister and all that you're doing for her, Lord God. Remember her request, Lord God, for her daughter, Debbie, Lord God, or her upcoming surgery in April. Father, we just pray that you would bless, dear Heavenly Father. Go ahead and prepare the way, Lord God. Be with Sister Regina, Lord God. Remember in her housing complex, Lord God. Oftentimes she has told us, Lord God, of the things that are going on. And we just pray, Lord God, that you would keep her safe, dear Heavenly Father. Remember likewise, Brother Darnell Lauderdale, dear Father. She brings a request for him, Lord God. Last time we heard he wasn't doing well. So we just ask that you would bless and be with that family in a mighty way. Father, we want to thank you this morning for Sister Holmes being on the phone, Lord God, not able to get out, but we thank you, Lord God, that you blessed her to be able to be in the services this morning. And thank you for this dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, for how you have brought her through, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to look in upon her with favor, Lord God. Thank you for her family, Lord God, that cares for her, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for her children and ask that you would continue to bless each and every one of them, dear Father, because no doubt in our mind, dear Heavenly Father, if it wasn't for their help and their love and their attention to their mother, she would not be able to get out, dear Heavenly Father, and do the things that she's able to do, Lord God, without your strength, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we just ask in the name of Jesus that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, and we pray that you would look down upon them with favor this morning. Father, we thank you for Sister Lillian, likewise, who's online, dear Father. Thank you for what you have done for Sister Lillian and all that you're doing and going to do on her behalf. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing her strong voice, Lord God. Father, we could hear how weak it had gotten, dear Father, when she was sick and not realizing, dear Father, that she was suffering, Lord God. But we thank you, Lord God, that through her suffering and through all, dear Father, look what you brought her through, dear Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you bless our dear sister, dear Heavenly Father, in every way that she stands in need, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would continue to provide, dear Heavenly Father, for our household and ask that you would lift her up, dear Heavenly Father, looking for the day, Lord God, when she will be able to come back through the doors of the house of God. And we just ask that you would bless and strengthen her, dear Heavenly Father. Right, dear Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus. Father, likewise, we want to pray for Officer Todd. We thank you for this dear officer and ask your blessings upon him. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for Officer Todd and ask hand of love and mercy be extended unto his companion and his children, Lord God. We thank you for this dear man, dear Heavenly Father, and ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you would bless him in every way that he stands in need of, dear Father. Watch over him when he's out there on his post, dear Heavenly Father. We just pray, Lord God, that you protect him, not only him, but all, dear Heavenly Father, the police officers, Lord God, and sheriffs and patrol, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, Father, we realize we're living in some wicked times right now, dear Father, and so we ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, special protection around them, dear Heavenly Father. Father, likewise, we ask that you would remember, dear Heavenly Father, our children as they go to school, Father. We pray a special protection for them too, dear Father. We ask that you would keep them from the perilousness of this time, dear Father. We ask, oh Lord, that you would remember them when they're in their classrooms, Lord God. And we pray that you would protect them, Lord God. We hear of all the ones going into schools and shooting up the schools and the various things that are taking place. But Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, remember our children. Watch over them, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for them, dear Father. Thank you for them being out this morning in Sunday school. Father, remember their parents, we ask, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless them, Lord God. We're missing, Lord God, Janae, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you would remember her, Lord God. We're missing Brother Javier, dear Father. I haven't seen him in a while, dear Lord, but we're lifting him up to you, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you would remember him likewise. Father God in heaven, we pray, Lord God, to remember Sister Lawrence Seen and Brother Maurice downstairs as they tend to the children, Lord God. We want to thank you for Sister Laurentine and all that you're doing for her, and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God. Remember her in her home, dear Heavenly Father, we pray. Remember likewise Brother Maurice. We thank you for this dear brother and ask your blessings upon him. Remember him, Lord God, as later on this week he has a procedure, dear Father. You know all about it. We just ask that you would bless our dear brother. We thank you for him in a mighty way, Lord God. Thanking you for Brother Levester, Lord God, and thank you for all that you've done for him, and ask your continued blessings upon him and his family, Lord God, his concern for his children, Lord God, and his grandchildren, Lord God. We just ask that you would bless our dear brother. We thank you for him, dear Father. Thank you for his wisdom, Lord God. We ask likewise you remember Sister Smith, Lord God. We thank you for our dear sister and how you have strengthened her and how you've been with her, Lord God. And Father, if you allow her to see this Tuesday, she'll have another birthday, Lord God. And we thank you for that and ask your blessings upon her. Remember her request for her family, her sister and her daughter, dear Father, and her grandchildren, Lord God. She desires to see him stay. She desires to see him come into the house of the Lord, dear Father. We know there's nothing too hard for you, Lord God. So, Father, we pray likewise this morning that you remember Sister Melita. We want to thank you for her and ask your continued blessings upon her, Lord God, as she works in the media along with Brother Pierre, dear Father. We just thank you for all that they do, Lord God, and how, Lord God, they reach out and, Lord, bring in those that want to hear the word of God. We just ask that you would bless and be with them, Lord God, remembering Sister Millicent as she leads the choir, Lord God, and leads the devotional service. We just pray that you would bless her. Thank you, Lord God, for the strength you give her each and every day. Pray that you would keep her, Lord God, in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Remembering Sister Blake, I thank you for her. Her likewise, dear Father. Oh, you've been good to us, dear Father. Thank you for how you have blessed this dear sister and how you're blessing her in her eyes, Lord God, bringing her through, dear Father, and ask that you would continue, Lord God, to look down upon her. Remembering, Lord God, we don't see Sister June as of yet. Sister June Webb, Lord God, we pray a special prayer for her. Remember her family. Remember her husband. Remember her daughters, Lord God, her grandchildren. Thank you for this dear sister. I ask your blessings upon her, Lord God. Thank you for her words of wisdom, Lord God. We ask that you would continue to look down upon Sister June with favor, Lord God. Bless her on her job, dear Heavenly Father. We just ask, oh Lord, that you would bless her in every way that she stands in need of. We thank you for her and ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Not forgetting Sister India, Lord God, we know their father. She comes off of work. We thank you for this dear new convert and ask your blessings upon her and her little daughter, Infinity. And likewise, remember Innocence, Lord God, and her family, dear Father. We ask that you would bless and be with her. Strengthen her in your word, dear Father. Strengthen her, Lord God, in her walk, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister in a mighty way. Remembering Sister Kiva, we don't see her as of yet, but remember her likewise, dear Father. Remember her family. Remember her daughter. Remember her son, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this dear sister and ask that you would continue to bless her, dear Heavenly Father. Not forgetting Brother Robert, Lord God. We don't want to forget anyone, Lord God, but Father, we just ask that you remember all the saints of God in a mighty way, Lord God. Remember all the saints who have called in, dear Father, that are listening in on the broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, for Brother Monty and his family, Lord God, and we haven't forgotten the prayer request for T. Monty, Lord God, and Lord, we ask that you remember this young child. We thank you for her, Lord God, our young lady, I should say. We thank you for her, dear Heavenly Father, getting ready to go off to college, dear Father. We pray for her, Lord God. We pray that she would remember the things she was taught here in the Church of God, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her transportation, Lord God. I believe that was something that was said, dear Father, that her transportation will be reliable. We thank you for Brother Monty and his wife, Amanda, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon them and all the children, Lord God. May not be able to name them all, dear Heavenly Father, one by one, but we ask in the name of Jesus. Lord Marcus is coming to my mind. Remember him, Lord God, in a mighty way. Father, we want to thank you and praise you this morning, dear Lord, for Sister Sandy and ask your blessings upon her. Remember in body, spirit, mind, and soul, Lord God. Likewise, Sister Carolyn, dear Heavenly Father. Sister Ferris Day and her family, Lord God, there in Boston, Lord God. Remember little Samantha, dear Father. Thank you for the addition to the family, Lord God. We just want to thank you and praise you this morning. Not forgetting Brother Byrene. We thank you for him, Lord God. And thank you for his son, Jacob, being home, Lord God. He arrived home yesterday, I believe it was, Lord God. Ask your blessings upon him while he's resting, Lord God, from out of off the ship, dear Father. And ask that you would remember him. Remember Judy, dear Father. Brother Byrene's wife, dear Father. Madeline, Lord God. We just pray that you remember all the saints of God and their families in a mighty way, Lord God. We just ask your Heavenly Father, your blessings be upon the Johnson family in a special way, Lord God. Remember Sherry, Brother Pierre's wife, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that you remember her and his daughters, Cherie and Sierra, dear Heavenly Father. Remember them, dear Father. Oh, we know these days ahead, Lord God, are going to be hard, dear Heavenly Father. But, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. You're able to comfort as no man can, and you're able to bring them through, dear Heavenly Father. And, Lord, we're going to count on it, dear Heavenly Father. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that that was not the last time we saw them in the house of God last week, dear Father. But, Lord, they will be pricked in their heart to come again, dear Father. Lord, they were raised right here in the house of God. So we pray, Lord God, that you would bring them back home, dear Heavenly Father, that they may get their souls fed, dear Heavenly Father. Likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Reggie. Lord God, he's away, dear Father. We ask that you would bless him and his companion. Grant traveling mercies over the highway. Keep them safe, dear Heavenly Father. We beg of thee in the name of Jesus. Remember the saints we don't see that are normally here. We just pray a special prayer and blessing that they would be hastened along safely over the highways. The Belton family, Lord, we don't see them as of yet, Lord God. And we just ask that you grant traveling mercies, Lord God. We don't take these things for granted, Lord God. We just thank you this day for allowing us to gather in your name, dear Father, allowing us to be in the house of God one more time, to hear the word of God, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for our Sunday school lesson. Thank you, Lord God, for the review, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you have done for this congregation in a mighty way. Father God, we lift up also mankind, dear Father, lost souls, dear Father. We lift up, Lord God, our Congress, our President, our Vice President, Lord God. We lift up our mayors, our governors, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, our judges, dear Heavenly Father, our congressmen, our senators, our representatives. Oh, Father God in heaven, they need you, dear Father, in a mighty way, Lord God. So we lift them up to you, dear Heavenly Father. We know you're able to do all things but fail. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you speak to hearts, speak to minds, dear Heavenly Father. Father, just thank you for all that you have done. There's so much that you have done, dear Father. We can't thank you, dear Heavenly Father. We can't remember. We can't count all the blessings, dear Lord. But we can say to you, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for all that you have done to for us, dear Heavenly Father, and all that you are doing, dear Father, on our behalf. Now, Father, get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory out of this service, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Father, bless us and be with us in the services today, and we will be so careful to give your name the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Just stand, and if your bulletin, you have a pamphlet, make me a servant. Make me a servant.
Praise God.
To be a servant, you have to be humble and meek.
God can use you. You can use
you. Amen.
Amen. Make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and make the prayer of my heart always be, make me a servant, make me a servant, make me a servant today, make me a servant, humble and meek. Lord, let me lift up those who are weak, and may the prayer of my heart always be.
Praise God.
Make me a servant. Make me
Praise our God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank God. Giving glory to God.
Amen.
We know that it takes God to do a work in us.
Amen.
To make us meet for the Master's use. Amen. It takes God to do a work in our hearts.
Amen.
We have to be cleansed from sin in order to be a worthy servant of God. So we thank God. That song poet said, make me a servant, humble and meek. And that's what we have to be, humble and meek, so that the Lord can use us to help lift up others who are weak. Amen. Thank giving glory to God this morning for his goodness to us, for his tender mercies poured out on us.
Yes.
We're so glad to be in the house of God this morning.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Giving honor to Pastor Jenkins, and we thank God for her. We thank God for how he is using her, for truly she is a chosen vessel unto the Lord. And so we thank God that we are blessed by God's appointment of her to be the watchman over this congregation. Amen. And we continue to lift her up in prayer. So glad to see everyone this morning.
Amen.
Know that God, it's God's mercies that have allowed us to come together this morning.
Yes, it is.
And so we thank God for so great a salvation.
Amen.
Our responsive reading is found in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18.
Still on the armor.
Amen.
Amen.
The whole armor of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. Amen. Reading responsibly. Verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness,
and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Together, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
Amen.
Praise our God. Amen. Thank God for this precious, precious word.
Amen.
Even as we've read this many times, something today, that 16th verse just stood out for me. It says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Didn't say it would stop the fiery dart. Didn't say the fiery darts would not come.
Right.
But by taking the shield of faith, we'll be able to quench them.
Amen.
So they will not be able to harm our soul. Thank God. Amen. We can have that power with God. Amen. Whereby we'll be able to stand.
Amen.
Just so thankful again for the word of God and how it strengthens us. It helps us. teaches us, encourages us not to let go. Amen. Even as I was looking back at some of the notes from some of the prior messages on the whole armor, and it was one of the prior messages where Pastor Jenkins said, armor up. So let us continue to armor up. Amen. Praise our God. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Amen. Sister India, amen. I saw your hand. Brother Mann. Amen, amen. Brother Manson, remember those who are out in the cold, those who are looking for some place to eat and sleep,
amen.
Those who are out there, that God will have mercy on them. Other requests? Sister Carol.
Love, Sister Renee. So I just want the Lord to guide me. I'm willing and able.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Sister Carol, just remember her. We're so thankful for her, and even as Pastor Jenkins prayed that God has allowed her to see her 90th birthday. So remember Sister Carol's family. Remember her extended family who were there visiting with her, celebrating her birthday. And she asked that the Lord would just direct her. Sister Carol asked that the Lord would just direct her to be able to do what he wants her to do, everything that he wants her to do. She says she's willing and able. Amen. Amen. And so, fam, we thank God for that. Amen. And we pray, remember her in prayer, that God will direct her in all of her endeavors, all that God would have her to do for him, that she would be steadfast in everything that the Lord directs her to do. Yes, Sister Carol. On Wednesday. Yes. Yes. You remember Sister Carol's neighbor across the street from her who did pass away, and his son and daughter found him there, and that funeral will be Wednesday. So remember that family much in prayer, that God will comfort their hearts. Amen. Sister Melita? Amen. 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 Remember Tino, remember Joby's son Tino, remember his mother who has COVID, and so remember them much in prayer, soul and body, and remember Sister June as well, Sister June Webb, who is online. Sister Regina.
The lights were off on Wednesday in my complex, and it was so people that got hurt, but, you know, the lights was off and stuff. They had to call emergency for them, but remember my complex.
Yes. Amen, amen. Remember Sister Regina's complex. The power was off, and there were some people that got hurt. So just remember her complex much in prayer. And Sister Regina, we're so thankful that God kept you. He kept you safe. Amen. We'll continue to lift you up in prayer and lift up your whole complex and the others that live there as well. Yes. Yes, Brother Darnell in the hospital. Continue to remain in the Lauderdale. Continue to remember him in prayer.
Continue to remember me, Sister Blake. I thank the Lord for his many blessings and all he's done. Lord Willard, the gentleman's due out on about tomorrow about my mailbox. He was going to come by and look at it today. So remember him. His furnace went out. He was coming on Friday, but his furnace went out at his home. So I told him, you take care of that.
mailbox can be put up and take care of your what has to be done. So remember him. First name is Bill. Much in prayer, please.
Amen. Amen. Remember Sister Millicent. Thank God for her. And remember the man, Bill, who's to come to replace her mailbox. God will keep him safe while he's in the process of doing that. Sister Smith.
I just want to say, I thank you, Saints. I love you all here. Sometimes I'll get a little bit older, you forget your age. But some things I will be 71, but I still feel like 71. But I feel good by saying God has given me, take care of those that have been sick.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Smith, and that he has blessed you. If the Lord's will for you to see Tuesday, we'll bless you with another birthday. And we just thank God for that and how he blesses you, protects you, and provides for you. We'll continue to pray for you, even as we know you're praying for us as well. Yeah.
And, well, this is Sister Holmes. I want to thank you for your prayers in behalf of my family who is caring for me.
Amen, amen. We'll continue to pray for them, for you and for them, Sister Holmes. Amen, amen. Amen. Yes. Amen. Brother Jackson says, remember him and his house. Amen. We have a visitor this morning. So glad to have you. Michael.
Y'all can just pray that she's in good hands and stuff. And, I hope she's looking down on me. Also, like to pray for my deceased girlfriend, you know, she's also a friend in Tesla. Yeah, that she's doing okay and things like that. I often talk to her mother. I feel though, I don't know, for some reason I just feel though when that happens. Everything, you know, kind of like, I stopped doing, you know, a lot, you know, a little bit of my faith that it got weaker.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Amen. So good to have you. And we understand that. Yeah, when you lose loved ones, it's difficult. It's very difficult. Our pastor's family, they lost their brother just recently, and it's difficult. What we'll do is we'll pray for you because you need the strength. And
I
you need
kind of on the tougher side there that I work for you, my funeral home.
Yes.
You know, it just gets to me a lot.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes. Amen. We're going to pray. We'll pray much for you. And because the Word of God tells us that weeping may endure for a night. When we serve God, know the Lord, joy can come in the morning. And so we're going to pray that God will give you the strength because it's difficult, especially you lose two loved ones very close together. It's difficult, but we're glad that you're here. That the Word of God can even minister to your soul and help you, strengthen you. And, you know, God is able to supply those things that we need. When we just look to him. And so we are glad that you are here. And we're persuaded that God led you here this morning. Amen. Because he has something for you to hear, something for you to receive. So we're glad that you're here. Amen. And what's your last name? Dalton. Amen. Amen. So glad to have you here. Are there other requests? Glad to see Brother DeAndre here this morning. Everybody thank the Lord for you, along with your lovely wife, Sister Maria, amen, and your lovely children. I guess I should say handsome children. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. And we were praying for Cass and for Tatum, because he's coming with requests and things that he says God is dealing with him, even though he's 4 years old. God is showing him some things, and God can show even a small child things that, and they're able to understand them. And so we thank God for Tatum. Amen. And we continue to pray for you as you raise Tatum and Liam. Thank God. Amen. 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 So good to see Sister India here with Infinity. Thank God. We saw your hand raised when you came in. So we'll remember you in prayer. For the Byrene.
Thanks the Lord to be here this last Lord's Day, and thank the Lord to be back in the house of God.
Amen.
Continue to remember my family. They did make it in. Jacob made it in. Madam made it in.
Amen.
And, I believe she glided back out. Glided back out to be they wanted to make it.
Yes.
And, just keep them in your prayers as well. And likewise, me and my wife. And there's a guy at work I'm working with. He said, I'm listening to you a lot. So keep Troy in your prayers.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for that. And there's another fellow at work that said, the next time you guys have a study of Revelation, he said, let me know. He said, because I enjoy listening to what you have to say, and I want to hear, you know, what your study is. Remember his name is Daniel, so keep him in prayer.
Amen. Amen.
He's listening to me as I listen to the Lord, so keep him in prayer.
Amen. Amen. That's a good thing. That's right. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for you, Brother Byrene. And thank God for the way that he's using you. So again, Brother Byrene said, remember Troy and also Dan, who have been, and Brother has been talking with them about God's eternal word. And they're expressing an interest. They want to know more. And so we pray for them and pray for Brother Byrene, even as he ministers to them, and remember Brother Byrene's family, Madeline, Jacob, much in prayer. They're here, and Madeline and Kendall will be traveling back this evening, so we'll pray for traveling mercies for them as well. Sister India.
Following God, you are the true God. Thank you for giving us so much time and so many days and so many hours to be here. You know, I'm a faith in Christ, and you know, in this world, there's always this doubt and this thing really did not happen. I was on my way to work, and I went outside and I felt how cold it was.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister India. Amen. Stay on the journey. Stay. Sometimes it becomes a battlefield. Stay on the battlefield. Amen. Amen. Stand on his word. Amen. Other requests? Brother Tony. Amen. 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 Thank God. Amen. Praise his name. Brother Tony's thanking God for the beautiful day.
Amen.
Amen. He's allowed us to still be in the land of the living. And so we just thank him. Yeah. All general requests. Yeah. Amen. Thank God. We all need something. If there's some of the special need, you can come and stand or bow before the Lord here. If not, you can stand in your place. And after the hymn of meditation, we're going to ask if Brother Jackson would take us to the throne of grace.
Amen.
And again, if there's someone with a special need, we're told by the word of God to come boldly to the throne of grace.
Amen. Shall we turn in our worship to the Lord to page 654, 654 in the worship of the Lord. 654, lead me, Lord. 654. Amen.
Lead me, Lord. Lead me in thy right.
Let's look unto the Lord. Father God, truly we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us.
Amen.
It's always a special day, dear Heavenly Father, when we can come and worship thee in beauty of holiness, Lord, serving you and thanking you for everything that you've done for us each and every minute and hour of the day. Thank you, Lord, for the steps that you always order for us, that we may walk up right before you. Lord, thank you for this being God. Thank you for your salvation, dear Heavenly Father, that we can anchor in, stand before you, dear Heavenly Father, in spite of all the turmoils, dear Heavenly Father, and the wickedness in this dying world that we are seeing and going through. Lord, we can stand, dear Heavenly Father, and not be moved. We hear and we see, but Lord, we stand and we know and we stand on thy word. That word is able for directions, for guidance. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for mankind. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, for all the things that's going on. Lord, you're still in control. And Lord, we just want to just thank you. Can't thank you enough for the things that you've done. In seasons and out of seasons of all the things that's going on, you're still in control. So, Lord, help us to stay steadfast in thy word, reading, studying, singing hymns, dear Heavenly Father, singing in melody, dear Heavenly Father, as we walk along, giving you the honor and glory that you're so rightfully due.
Praise
dear Heavenly Father, I want to recognize our visitor. He said he was coming back, and let's thank you, dear Heavenly Father, because and then this morning you woke me up early and troubled, dear Heavenly Father. The enemy was talking to me and dealing with me, but Lord, I'm here obeying thy word. And you told me, dear Heavenly Father, how this day was going to be for me. And oh, Lord, I just thank you for what you're doing for me. Thank you, my Lord, my God. I can't make it without you, but with you, I can do all things in thy son, Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. I want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, for all the prayer requests and all those that are here, my brothers and sisters who I labor with, and those, dear Heavenly Father, that in Christ Jesus across the waters, Lord, and all the saints all over, Lord, they need our prayers.
Yeah.
Help them to trust, dear Heavenly Father, in thy word and stand, dear Heavenly Father, and watch thy great salvation work.
Mm-hmm.
Praying for all family members, dear Heavenly Father, and all those that are in bereavement over lost loved ones, and all those, dear Heavenly Father, that has broken hearts, all those, dear Heavenly Father, that are in prison by Satan's devices, in chains that can't get loose, dear Heavenly Father, need someone to pray for them continually, dear Heavenly Father, like someone pray for us. So, Lord, all those on the cell phone ministry, listening to my voice, this prayer is for you. This day is the time, dear Heavenly Father, that you, all those that you have allowed to tune in, today is the time for salvation.
Yeah.
Lord, I want to recognize my brothers and sisters here.
Thank you.
Prayer request. I want to start with Brother Byron and his family. I thank you, Lord, that you allow his son Jacob to be here. And, family members gathering around. It's nothing like the family and the love, dear Heavenly Father, that you have provided for them to be together. Remember this, dear brother, and remember his family, his son Jacob and Madeline, his daughter here, and remember his companion Judy, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his prayer request for him, dear Heavenly Father. I want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Beverly Carroll, dear Heavenly Father, and prayer request that she brought forth. Remember her neighbor, dear Heavenly Father, across the street, and remember, dear Heavenly Father, Ruth Stewart, that she's always praying for, and remember her brother Frank and his companion. Lord, she wants to see them saved. Likewise of my family members. We all want to see our children saved so they can enjoy this wonderful salvation and this love that you have for mankind, that you sent your son down, dear Heavenly Father, to die upon a cross for us, dear Heavenly Father, and shed his life's blood that we may be saved, dear Heavenly Father. So we'll I want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Regina. Pray for her complex, dear Heavenly Father, and the things that's going on over there, but she can still stand in heaven and show her light through it all, dear Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Be a witness to Heavenly Father when she can, spreading the word of truth to Heavenly Father. Even though she has problems with her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, the word and thy spirit can speak through all of that to them. Let her light shine, dear Heavenly Father, in our complex, dear Heavenly Father. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, all of our children that are here today. Grant and London, dear Heavenly Father, Matthew and Haley and little Olivia, dear Heavenly Father, remember them, dear Heavenly Father, and their mom and dad, dear Heavenly Father. One day they may come and join them here in this service, dear Heavenly Father. Want to pray, dear Heavenly Father, for Sister Jude Webb, dear Heavenly Father, who's on the line. Want to pray for her household. And Lord, everybody has a prayer request. Ask that you remember her in her house. Remember Sister Vivian Holmes in her household, those who take care of her, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request. Remember all of her neighbors, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember Brother Thomas Mans and his prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, for his household and family members. Ask that you remember Sister India, dear Heavenly Father, her prayer request. Ask that you remember Brother DeAndre, dear Heavenly Father, glad to see him here and continue to be with him and guide and lead him in the way that he should go and draw closer to you, dear Heavenly Father. Remember his children, dear Heavenly Father, Liam and Tatum. And remember Sister Maria and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. Remember Brother Tony, dear Heavenly Father. I thank you for this dear brother, dear Heavenly Father, and how you watched over him and his continued growth with thee. Remember his prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and just continue to be with him. And I ask that you remember Brother Maurice. Didn't hear a prayer request for him, but we all need prayer, dear Heavenly Father. Remember him in his household. Remember Sister Melita, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, for her companion, dear Heavenly Father, and you know all about the situation. Remember her whole household, dear Heavenly Father, her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father, and a special prayer, dear Heavenly Father, for Brother Pierre Justin Jr., Lord, the loss of his father. Lord, I ask, dear Heavenly Father, that you give him the comfort and wisdom and understanding that he needs to get through these days. Lord, it doesn't last forever, but when it's on you, Lord, we all have went through these things, and as your grace and your mercy extended him to us in the midnight hours and the power behind prayer that brought us through, and you don't change, Lord, so he too will go through this thing and grow closer to thee. Amen. Remember Brother Pierre and the whole Johnson family, the Heavenly Father, lost of their loved ones. Remember, I can't think of the young man that's sitting next to me that came here. Michael. Yes, my Lord, remember him. And express the Heavenly Father the bereavement of his mother and loved ones, the Heavenly Father. On top of that, he works in a funeral home, so it's hard to get over the thoughts that the enemy always tug at our heart's door and our ears whispering, and or he's in the right place, dear Heavenly Father. It wasn't a coincidence,
Amen.
Dear God, that Amen. He came in here today, because he can get comfort and relief, dear Heavenly Father, and we will be lifting him up in prayer and remember this soul. Remember, dear Heavenly Father, I don't want to forget anyone, Sister Millicent and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. Remember her and her neighbors. And remember Sister Lauren Singh, dear Heavenly Father, and what you're doing for her. Remember Sister Marietta Smith and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, and her loved ones. And remember her, dear Heavenly Father, that she would continue to trust in thee, dear Heavenly Father, and reach out in faith. Thy word changes not, and you're able to take her through whatever situation that she stands in need for. But she has to have faith to stand up on it, dear Heavenly Father, and trust in thee. And Lord, you always make a way for her. Remember her in her household. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done. Thank you for blessing me. Again, dear Heavenly Father, all my neighbors. Father, when it's all said and done, I'm going to give you the praise and the glory. We all are. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
before you to lift the morning offering. And I know the bulletin says that the special offering for today is for missionaries, but I believe this is the third Sunday. I believe the third Sunday is for food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. So the special offering for the plate, as we file by, the plate in the center will receive that special offering for food pantry. And our tithes and other offerings may be placed on either side. Amen. And as we're filing by for the offerings, the choir will not have a selection today because there will be a special today. So the choir, as we file by with our offerings, and we can just return to our seats rather than going up into the choir stand. We'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for prayer, Lord, for ordaining prayer, dear God, and your people. We thank you, dear God, for the foregoing prayers, Lord, that have been rendered unto thee, dear God. Father, we pray, dear Father, that you would hear our humble cry, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear Father, even as we pray now, dear God, Lord, that you would receive these offerings, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give wisdom for their use, dear God, for truly, dear Father, this is yours, dear Father. Lord, we realize, dear God, that it's a privilege to be able to obey your word, dear God, for you told us, Lord, to bring in our tithes and offerings into the storehouse, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would receive these offerings, multiply them as only you can, dear God. Pray, dear Father, that you would give us wisdom, dear Father, for how they are to be used, Lord, that more souls, Lord, might be brought into the kingdom of God. And, Lord, those souls that are there might be ministered to. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would continue to have your way, bless each gift and each giver, and use both to your glory and to your honor. In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you hear them coming closer, roaring out the seas of light, clad in glorious shining garments, blood-washed garments pure and white? 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a washed in the blood of the Lamb. Do you hear the stirring anthem, filling all the earth and sky? 'Tis a grand and glorious army, lifted banner up on high. 'Tis a glorious church without washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Never fear the clouds and sorrow, never fear the storms of sin. We shall triumph on the morrow. Even now our joys begin. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Wave the banner, shout his praises, for our victory is nigh. We shall join our conquering Savior. We shall reign with him on high. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. 'Tis a glorious church without spot or wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
Shall we sit in prayer as Brother Lavester Jackson comes before us with a special
prayer?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
You know, I wasn't going to say this, but the Lord wouldn't let me out of it. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I was humming this song all through the night. And he said, someone out here needs to hear this song. Been a few years since we've heard it. We all need it.
Amen.
So, Lord bless.
Amen. Lord, amen, brother.
I talked to Sister Carol few weeks ago, and she brought me the music, and you know, Satan's always whispering in your ear, but we're going to rebuke him today and do this.
Yeah.
This song is for all of us here, myself, for all those in the radio land. We all need Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's the purpose of him coming. Mm-hmm. His great love that he has for each and every one of us. Yeah. Doesn't make any difference what we're going through. God is here for us. That's what his unconditional love is all about.
Amen.
This song title is One Day at a Time.
Oh, dear Jesus.
Amen.
I'm only human. I'm just the man, help me to believe in what I can be and all that I am.
Praise God, sing it, brother.
Show me the stairway that I had to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
Amen, amen.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
All right, bud.
Lord, that's all I'm asking of you.
Amen.
Just give me the strength to do every day what I had to do.
Praise God.
Oh, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time.
My, amen, brother.
Do you remember when you were walking among men? Well, Jesus, you know it's worse than it was before. Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. Lord, so teach me to take and do every day, one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day things I should do. Oh, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Sing with me.
Amen.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus. Oh, that's all I'm asking of you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Oh, yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Bless the Lord. One day at a time.
Sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking of you. Strength you'll do, I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Teach me to take one day at a time.
Amen. Shall we stand? Amen. Praise our God. The Lord gives us one day at a time. So let us not get ahead of ourselves. Amen. Praise God. We don't want to run ahead of the Lord. One day at a time. And depending upon him for every moment. We thank God for the service thus far. We thank God for the beautiful special. Amen. It's so true. Amen. When our dear brother was singing, I had my eyes closed, and I just, you know, the song was just going up to the Lord as a prayer to God, because he is our help and our stay every day. Amen. One day at a time. We thank God for prayer. We thank God for the songs of praise. But we know that service is not over. Amen. We know that we want to hear the word of God preached by the Spirit of God through his servant, Pastor Jenkins. And so we're going to lift her up in prayer and ask God to anoint her to proclaim his word, to proclaim the acceptable day of the Lord. And we know that the word of God says now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. So we're going to pray that the Spirit of God would preach not only to our hearts, but those who are maybe on the phone, those who are on the system listening in. And if there are any souls who are unsaved, we're praying that the Spirit of God would speak to their hearts, that they would just humble themselves before the Lord, just meekly, humbly seek the Lord while he may be found. And for those of us who know the Lord, that the Lord would minister to our souls, that we will stand true and not ever give up. Don't even think about turning around. Don't even think about turning away from the Lord. So we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear God, for ministering to us, dear Father, Lord, in prayer and in song, dear Father. Lord, even, Lord, in testimony, dear God, for those who talked about what a beautiful day you'd made, dear God, and, Lord, how you've blessed, dear Father, how you've been so good to us, dear God. For truly, Lord, that is a testimony, dear God, to your goodness, and to your kindness, and to your mercy, to your compassion, dear Father, on us. But, Father, we know, dear God, that we need your word, dear God, in order to stand. We know, Lord, that your word is life, dear Father. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, your anointing on Pastor Jenkins as she stands before us, dear God, to bring your word to us. Lord, we know, dear God, that we need to be fed from your word, dear God. And so, Lord, we're praying, dear Father, that you would pour out your spirit, dear Father, upon her, that she would preach your word to us, dear God. Lord, that we might receive it, dear God, with gladness, and that we might walk in it, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would speak to the hearts, Lord, of those who may be as yet unsaved, dear God. For, Lord, we know, dear God, that your spirit will not always strive with man. Your word said that, dear Father.
And so, Lord, we're praying, dear God, that for souls, dear God, who are still unsaved, Lord, that you would speak to their hearts, Lord, and that they would surrender to your word, dear God, and to your spirit, that they might have life and might have it more abundantly, dear God. Lord, that they might be saved, dear Father, Lord, before the end of time comes. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would have your way, dear God, in the furtherance of this service. Lord, pray, Lord, your anointing, dear Father, upon us hearers, dear God, that we may, Lord, take a stand for the truth, dear Father, and not be carried away, Lord, by error. For, Lord, we know, Lord, that the enemy of our soul is trying to sift us even as wheat, dear God. But, Lord, we know, dear Father, that your word is able to help us to stand, dear God. Have your way, Lord, and make us a blessing. And truly, Lord, we'll, Lord, give full attention to your word. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our pastor, Sister Renee Jenkins.
Good afternoon. Giving glory and honor to God, Sister Blake, to this congregation, to all listening on, thank God for each and every one of you, your presence today. To Mr. Dalton, I say to you, thank God for you being here, and we understand your pain. I lost my brother last Saturday, so I understand your pain that you're going through. But God will be with you, and God can bring you through. So we'll continue to hold you up in prayer that God will comfort you as no man can, because God is able, and he's able. We thank God for allowing us to be here, as has been said, and thank God for the prayer request. Thank God for the beautiful solo Brother Jackson, one day at a time. It really makes you think. One day at a time. And each day is a gift from Almighty God, and we thank God for allowing us to be here, because we none of us know when our last day is going to be. So we just thank God for that. In our hearing this morning, we read Ephesians, the 6th chapter, as we've been going through this series on the armor. We thank God for the word of God and the spirit of God that has been giving us the understanding. And we would like to continue on. In our scripture reading, we would like to go back to verse 18 again and read this scripture over. We'd like to read 17 and 18 because we're still studying a little bit about the sword of the Spirit. We haven't finished, and as has been told to me, we'll never finish when it comes to the armor, because there's always going to be something about the armor of God. Amen. I trust you have your Bibles, and to the young ones, I want you to get your Bibles. You know, a writing instrument so that you can write down these scriptures. Because the word of God, it's important for all of us to know. It's important for all of us to stand. We're in the last of the last days, and we see it on every hand. Lord bless. Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 17 and 18. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the armor of God. Well, last Lord's Day, we talked about how the Word of God can perform divine corrective surgery on a soul, and how our God uses his word through the power of the Holy Spirit of God to heal a sin-sick soul. You see, when our lives are drawn from the true vine and from the fountain of living water, mankind will know that you and I have been with Jesus. Amen. That is what it was with Peter and the apostles. In Acts, the 4th chapter, the word of God lets us know when they had been arrested. Turn with me there for a moment to Acts, the 4th chapter. And look at what it says there, beginning in verse 2. It says, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day. For it was now eventide. He said, howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes and Ananias and the high priest and Cleopas and John and Alexander and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, you know, saints of God, we might have to sit in the midst of someone and tell someone about God. And tell someone about Jesus Christ. It might not be in a good situation, but we may have to sit down and tell them, have a little talk with them about who Jesus is, no matter what the situation may be presenting itself. He said, and when they accept him in the midst, they ask, by what power or by what name have ye done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means be is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Amen. Christ of Nazareth, praise our God, Amen. Whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead. Do we believe that this afternoon? Even by him does this man stand here before you whole. See, when you stand before Almighty God, you can stand whole because you're standing on the strength of Almighty God. He said, this is the stone which was set at naught. He said, of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Then he went on to say, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And verse 13 says this, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, oh, saints of God, you and I have got to get bold when it comes to the word of God. The devil is bold in our time. The devil is doing everything that he is big enough to do. He is convincing men of many things that are not true according to the word of God. Oh, and but you and I have got to stand true on God's word. That is why we put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil days. Do you see the evil days are among the saints of God? Do you hear the enemy when he's out there ringing in the ears of our loved ones and he's telling them that it's okay to live like they're living? It's okay to do the things that they're doing. We're seeing it in the news every day. We've got killings on every hand. We've got shootings. We've got all kinds of things that are going on. The devil is raging. But as the saints of God, we've got to be bold. He said, now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Yes. Can the world see that you and I have been with Jesus? Yes. Can the world see that we know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior? You see, when the word of God is not, the word of God is not only living, but it is always at work. It is at work in the hearts and minds and lives of people. Romans 10 verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And then we're told in John the 6th chapter, Jesus said these words in verse 63. He said, if the spirit, it is the spirit that quickeneth, praise our God, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. You see, no one is saved at any time outside or a part of the preaching and teaching of God's eternal word. You got to hear the word of God in order for you to come to the word of God. God has a plan of salvation that is found in the pages of the Bible. How many of us believe that this afternoon? We are told these words. Turn with me to Romans, the 10th chapter, and look at what it says in the word of God. Oh, I thank God for his word. I thank God it was left on record. I thank God, saints of God, we can get into God's word and we can begin to read. read it, and we can begin to stuff on it and allow the Spirit of the Lord to use it to God's glory and honor in our lives. He says there in verse 13 of Romans 10, he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And all saints of God, I believe that, because one day you and I called upon the name of the Lord, and now we are saved today. He goes on to say then, how then shall they call on him and who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Oh, it is important for those of us in the ministry to preach and teach the word of God. He went on to say, and how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Saints of God, God has the ministry on a mission, and our mission is to preach and teach the word of God. It's not about us getting in the pulpit and joking and gesturing and trying to entertain you, but it's about bringing to you the unadulterated word of God. The word of God will save your soul. The word of God is able to keep you if you want to be kept, but you got to get in the word, and you've got to eat of God's eternal word so that you'll know about who God is, and you'll know why God sent his son to die for you and I on the cross. Because the word of God tells us in John 3:16, it gives us our love story of how much God loved us. And what does he say there in John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you believe that this Amen. Afternoon, that God loved you enough that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life? Are you looking for everlasting life in heaven? Are you looking for everlasting life with Jesus Christ? He went on to say there in verse 17 of John 3:16, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. Praise our God. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. God, through the preaching of the word, is doing all he can to bring mankind to himself. God has provided the way. And when the ministry does what we are instructed to do, it may end with the sinner calling on the Lord for salvation. But it begins with the Lord raising up a message to take the word of life to a lost and dying world. All this reminds us that salvation is God's work, and he accomplishes it all by himself. It has nothing to do with Sister Blake, Brother Byron, Brother Jackson, or Brother Maurice, or myself. We are just vessels that God is using to his glory and to his honor. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. I know we know this scripture well, saints of God. Oh, Paul was there with the brethren in Corinth, and he was speaking to him and letting them know. And you know, there were some things that were going on. So Paul began to speak to them and talk to them. And Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 1. He said, and I, brethren, he said, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. He said, I have fed you with milk. You see, as a newborn babe, the Bible tells our new converts to desire the sincere milk of the word. But Paul was speaking to these brothers that should have been beyond this. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with me. He said, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it. He said, neither yet now are ye able. Saints of God, God wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to stand still. When we get to standing still in the same place we're in, when we've got saved 10 and 15 years from now, that is not growth in the Lord. You see, in the natural, when a babe comes into this world, that babe is either given a mother's breath or it's given Similac. That baby begins to grow. And after a few months, 2, 3, 4 months, that baby gets a little hungry and the mother begins to add a little cereal to the milk. Do you know what I'm talking about? Because that baby is growing and that milk isn't enough to sustain it. And that is in the same in the spiritual. The milk of the word is your justified state. It's not enough to sustain you. You got to go on to sanctification. You've got to go on and crucify this flesh so you can live for Almighty God. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, you can't keep walking around and saying, oops, I made a mistake here. Oops, I've done this. Well, God expects growth. God expects us to do better than what mankind is doing today. He went on to say there in verse 3, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and division, are ye not carnal and walk as men? He said, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you believe, even as the Lord gave to every man. Amen. He said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. Praise our God. Amen. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. God is the one that does the saving. Oh, Brother Byron is our Sunday school superintendent, our Wednesday night prayer meeting leader. Sister Blake is in the ministry and teaching. Brother Levester and Brother Maurice, they teach our Bible study week. We are all just ministers of Almighty God, ministering the word of God. But God is the one that gives the increase. God is the one that does the saving of the soul. He said in verse 7, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now, he that planteth and he that watereth are one, but we work together, saints of God. We work together as brothers and sisters in Christ. He said, and everyone shall receive his own reward according to his own labor, for we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. Praise our God. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Saints, we got to be wise master builders. I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Praise our God. He went on to say, now if many men build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stone, wood, hay, stubble, he said, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. Oh, be careful how you lay upon this foundation of Almighty God. Amen. Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build my church. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I believe the word of God, saints of God. I stand on the truth of God's word. Also, we are told there in 1 Peter, the first chapter, turn with me there for a moment. He says there in that first chapter, Peter 1, verse 23, these words. He said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God. Are you born by the word of God? See, being born of the word of God means something, saints of God. I mean, we're standing on the truth of God's eternal word. And God's word is not going anywhere. He went on to say there, he said, by the word of God which liveth and abideth, he said, forever. Oh, in Proverbs 29, we're told in verse 18 of that scripture, these words. He said, where there is no vision, he said, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. You see, if there's no vision and there's no vision for the people, they will perish. They won't understand what thus saith the Lord. Then we're told these words in Judges 21, verse 25. Turn with me there for a moment. Oh, I thank God for his word. He says in Judges 21, verse 25, he said, in those days there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eye. Also in the 107th division of Psalms, verse 20, he said he sent his word and healed them and to deliver them from their destruction. You see, when there is no clear vision or word, people will find themselves doing what they think is right. Our society today is on the brink of collapse because folks want to do what they want. We're in a time of moral chaos right now. And if we are careful, the church will be there too. Romans 3, verse 1 says the reason why. Verse 18 of Romans 3 said, because the reason why is because there's no fear of God before their eyes. We're also told in 2 Timothy 3, verse 4, that they will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God's eternal word. You see, when everyone believes what they are doing is okay, then you become your own God with a little g. But God with a big G has sent and is sending forth his word to save souls. He said this to us in 1 Timothy. Turn with me there for a moment. The second chapter. And look at what he says there in verse 4 of that scripture. You see, our God didn't leave us down here just to fend on our own. But our God has a reason. And our God wants mankind to be saved. It's not God's will that any be lost. He says there in verse 4 of 1 Timothy 2:4, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Do we believe that, saints of God? Our God wants our loved ones saved. Our God wants our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers. God wants them saved, but we know that not all that say, Lord, Lord, is going to enter in. Not everybody that's professing to be saved is going to enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because they're not doing the will of Almighty God. And then he told us in Titus 2, turn with me there for a moment. He said this in Titus, the second chapter. He said in verse 11, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. See, mankind is going to be without excuse. You're not going to be able to get into judgment and say, Lord, I didn't know about it. Or, Lord, no one told me about it. He said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. He went on to say, in teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And I know the masses will tell you, oh, that can't be. But God wouldn't have said it in the word if God didn't expect us to do it. God expected us to live according to his word. And when he says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly. That doesn't mean that we're coming off of drunkenness. That means we are to live a serious life in God. He said righteously. We ought to have righteousness about us because all unrighteousness is sin and godly. Lord, there are so many who claim to be saved that are not even godly. They don't even possess godliness. He went on to say, in this present world, he said, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of a great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he went on to say, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Jesus didn't come down to save us in sin, but he came to redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto him a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Praise our God. Amen. Has God ever done a divine surgery on you when you're listening to the word of God?
Praise God.
See, when the word of God is being preached, it will reveal the sin, if there's sin in your life. And to the lost, it will tell you what sin you're committing that's keeping you from Almighty God. As we said on last Lord's Day, people want to put God and his word on trial and try to cross-examine him. But God and neither is his word on trial. The word of God is forever settled. The word of God is not to be criticized. People today want to criticize what thus saith the Lord. They want to point out what they believe to be flaws in God's masterpiece. The devil has been in the inner thoughts of many, and they have many asking, why didn't God do such and such? Or why did God allow this to happen? My God said in the word of God, he'll have mercy on whom he'll have mercy, and he'll have compassion on whom he'll have compassion. And the word of God tells us that our God, our thoughts and our ways are not higher than God. Our God is higher than every one of us. He is God, and besides him, there is none other. We've got to learn how to reverence our God. We've got to learn how to stand in holy reverence unto the Lord and not question God. You know, it reminds me, turn with me for a moment, saints of God, to Ecclesiastes. And the Lord is bringing this to me because you think about this. We're living in a time where people feel it's okay. I can say any old thing to God. I was sharing with someone was telling me how they had reached a certain age, or sharing with my brother. That's who it was. Thank you, Lord, for bringing it to me. I was sharing with my younger brother on last evening. I went into a bank the other day, and there was a gentleman. I was walking in the door, and I had forgotten my mask. So I turned around and went back out to get it. And he said, I said, oh, excuse me, I forgot my mask, because he was right behind me. He said, don't worry about it. Just go on in. I said, no, there's a big old sign on the door that says it, and I normally wear it. I just jumped out of the car and forgot it. Well, when I went back out, he went on in without his on. When I came in, he was in there arguing with the tellers and going on about this, going on about that. And then he said to the teller, he said, well, you know, I've reached the age of 60-something, whatever age it was. He said, now I feel I can say what I want to say. And I thought to myself, when did God say that we can say, when we reach a certain age, we have a right to say what we want to say? There's not a scripture in the Bible. But that's the time in which we are living right now, saints. People feel they have a right to say anything. But let us look at what it says in Ecclesiastes 5. He said, keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. Then he says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in what? Heaven, and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be careful how you reverence God. Be careful what you say before God. God is in heaven, and we are up on earth. He went on to say, for a dream cometh through a multitude of busyness, and a fool's voice is known by a multitude of words. When thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. He said, better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. And what is he saying here? Solomon's letting us know, don't say, well, you know, God, I'm going to do so-and-so in this, and I'm going to give you so-and-so in this. And then when something happens, you come up and you start to try to renege on Almighty God. Don't make a vow in the first place. Allow God to be your guide in your direction. The Bible tells us, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and God will direct your path. If you get an inheritance, and it may be a larger, you don't have to say, well, Lord, if you allow me. See, people will do this in a prayer. Father, if you give me such and such, then I'll give you such and such. Or, and you hear them out there in the world today, oh, Lord, if you allow me to hit the lottery, I'll make sure I give you the church. Well, God doesn't need lottery money.
Amen.
To keep his church going. He said, I will supply all your needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. He said, if your riches increase, just set not your affection on them. You don't have to say to God, I'll give you this or I'll give you that. The Holy Spirit of God will show you what you are to give and what you are to do. Because when you vow a vow to God and say, well, Lord, I'm going to give you this, and then you turn around and renege on God. Look at what he says here. He says, better is if thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error, meaning I didn't mean it. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hand? Oh, saints of God, this way with God is the right way. And we've got to stand on the truth. When God reveals it to us, we stand. I thank God for it. Thank God for the truth of his word. Amen. Praise our God. There's no mistakes or inconsistencies in the word of God. God's word is not on trial. Praise our God.
Amen.
Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He said in Malachi 3, verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not.
Amen.
God has not changed, nor has his word. His word will discern between the thoughts and the intents of your heart and mind. He will show what it is, what the problem is deep down inside. God gets to the root of the problem. His word works on the lost too. His word will convict. It has convicting power through the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Turn with me to Acts, the 5th chapter. You Bible students know this story, and Brother Byron referenced it today during our Sunday school review. But in this scripture, I ask you to read the entire scripture. You Bible students know the story of Peter and the other apostles, why they were ministering to the souls in the name of Jesus. The high priest and the Sanhedrins had them put into the common prison because Peter let them know that they preached only in the name of Jesus. And we're told there in verse 33, when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. You see, Peter took the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, and he preached it, and it pierced the hearts of the unbelievers. When an unbelieving soul comes to the house of God, and they are sitting under the word of God, something ought to happen when the word of God is being preached. They shouldn't come into the house of God to feel comfortable. You see, an unsaved person ought never to feel comfortable when they come under the sound doctrine of God.
Amen.
Don't misunderstand what the Holy Spirit is saying. Yes, we are to welcome them in the house of God with love. We are to welcome them and bring them right on into the house of God. But the message is being preached, and it should be a message of conviction and one that condemns a lifestyle of sin, not promoting or glamorizing or glossing over sin. That's not what the word of God is about.
Amen.
Jesus didn't come to gloss over our sins, but he came to save us from our sins. Praise our God. We are told in Hebrews 4, turn with me there for a moment, these words. He said, Hebrews 4, verse 12, lets us know the word of God. Praise our God. He said, it's for the word of God is quick. And it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of heart. You see, the word of God is a sword that heals. It will cut out the cancer of sin. It is a sword that condemns a sinful lifestyle. Jesus in the word of God and other scriptures told us to be careful how we hear this book. He also told us we will be accountable in the day of judgment for how we respond to the message of salvation. Jesus had told his disciples to go out and preach the word of God. And he let them know in the word of God that they won't receive you. He told them to shake off the dust under their feet for a testimony against them. You see, God has given mankind the free will to receive the word of God, or you can reject the word of God if you want to. Whichever way we choose, we all will have to give an account in the judgment.
Amen.
Praise our God. We will have to give an account for how we respond to God's eternal word. To the lost, I heard this saying The road to hell is paved with good intentions. And I say to you, let not this be you.
Amen.
Come to Jesus while he was calling you. Don't keep procrastinating with your soul.
Amen.
If you leave this earth without knowing God as your heavenly Father and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will surely lift up your eyes in hell. Let us look at the provision of prayer, which the Lord of God has given us. You see, prayer is important. It's an important part of our worship, saints. Paul does not put forth prayer as a weapon, but as a means for utilizing the armor that has already been talked about. We are told in verse 18 of our scripture reading, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. By this passage of scripture, it is clear that prayer is important. You see, of all the privileges that you and I have as saints of God, prayer is one of them. Prayer is perhaps the greatest privilege that we have. To be able to go directly in the presence of Almighty God is an honor, saints of God.
Amen.
It's an honor for us to be able to call upon Almighty God. We are told these words in Hebrews, the 4th chapter, verse 16. He says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. How many have found that to be so?
Amen.
Oh, he said, let us therefore come boldly. God wants us to come boldly to God's throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Saints of God, we're living in this world. There are a lot of things that are transpiring on a daily basis. We have sung a song that says swift transition. Things are happening in a nanosecond. And saints, we've got to know that we can come to our God. We got to know that we're able to get down before Almighty God. But we can come boldly to Almighty God in our time of need and find the mercy and grace that God has us at the throne. Amen. Praise our God. You see, to be able to speak to God, the one who created the universe, the one who controls the universe, and to know that he has promised to hear us and to answer our prayers is a blessing, saints of God, a blessing that is too great for any of us to comprehend. Our Savior understands our human experience. Our Savior understands what you and I are going through upon this earth. Our Savior endured the full force of temptation when he walked the shores of Galilee. Yes, he is able to help us with whatever we are facing in this life. Amen. He is able to comfort us like no man can comfort. He can bring, as we said, songs in the night. He can bless us with scriptures so that we can go in and read the word of God when the enemy is pressing sore at us. The word of God tells us when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against us. Yes. How many have found that to be yes. so? Yes. There are times, saints of God, and I know it so. I know last week I had a time struggling with studying. I had a time struggling with getting my inner thoughts still thinking about my dear brother, and I had a time with it, but I thank God that the Spirit of the Lord lift me up. I found myself last week boo-hooing and crying. I found myself having to call on God even more than I've called on him in the past because I needed God to come in and to comfort me, and my God has been able to do exactly that. He said he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. How many have found that to be so? When things could, oh, control. When the world is going the way it is going, when death comes and takes our loved ones, when cancer, he told you have cancer. We heard this past week. It just seems like it was piling up and piling up that my mother's sister, she now has the same cancer that took my mother back in 2019. Saints of God, it seemed like the enemy was coming in, but oh, saints of God, I thank Almighty God that I can get down on my knees and I can cry out to Almighty God. I can be like the psalmist in the Word of God. When the psalmist went to Almighty God and he said unto the Lord, he said, hear my cry, O Lord. He said to Almighty God, attend unto my prayer from the end of the earth. Will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed? Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Praise our God. And that rock is Jesus. He is the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Praise his holy name. Praise God. Because our God is able. He's able to bring us through. How many have found that to be so? Praise God. Praise God. Oh, praise his holy name. Oh, he told us in the Word of God. David, the Psalm David said in the 121st Psalm, he said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Saints of God, do you know your help comes from God? Do you know where your help comes from? When the enemy comes in and he's pressed and sore at you, he said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Even through all of my grieving, my foot did not move off of God. Praise his name.
Thank you, Lord.
God is worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he's able. He's able to help us with whatever we face in this life. Oh, that is why he invites us to come in and to sup with him, to come into our prayers with him. Thank God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for how he has blessed their heavenly Father and how God keeps us in these times when we have to go through these trying times in life. Our God is able. He's able to bring us through, saints of God. Thank God we can go to the throne of grace. We don't have to go through a priest, saints. See, that was under the law, the Old Testament law. But when Jesus rent that veil, he opened up the way. And when he opened up that way, oh, praise our God. He made you and I kings and priests. That means we can go before the throne of God on our own. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, when you get before Almighty God and you fall down on your knees and lift up your eyes unto the hills from whence cometh your help. Praise our God. You can cry out to God. Oh, God doesn't care whether you cry. God doesn't count your tears. God was there to wipe those tears away. God is there to strengthen that inner man and strengthen your soul so you can run on for Almighty God. Praise our God. Yes, there's trials. Yes, there's temptations. Psalms 46, verse 1 tells us that he's a very present help in trouble. Have you found that to be so? Praise our God. You see, the way to God has been open. Know that God is speaking to hearts and minds. May the good Lord help us to run to him when the trials and temptations of life come our way. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You see, when we consider the fact that real prayer is not just our sending words out into thin air, but that real praying is used by God to accomplish God's purpose on earth. Oh, what a gift, saints of God, we have. Thank God for the gift of prayer. Thank God for the privilege that is ours to be able to speak to God, knowing he will hear, knowing that he will answer, knowing that he invited us to be involved with him in the work of the ministry. Prayer is defined as a request or an expression of thanks addressed to Almighty God. What that means is it's just meaning prayer is simply talking to God. You know, we sing a song, have a little talk with Jesus, makes it right. Oh, you can always have a little talk with Jesus. It's a longing of our soul. Now that we're saved, it's a longing for our soul to be able to communicate with our Heavenly Father, with our Savior to help us at any time of day. Doesn't make any difference what time of day it is, what time of night. We are allowed to pray to Almighty God. Oh, and then prayer allows us to resist temptation. When you come to Almighty God, prayer shows us our dependence on God, lets us know that God is our source. He is our life. Turn with me to Colossians 3, verse 4, and look at what he says there in the Word of God. Oh, he says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, is Christ your life this afternoon? Then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Oh, saints of God, it will be worth it all over there. All the troubles of this life will be behind us when we're over there. Let us hold on to Almighty God. Let us hold on. Let us not get weary in well-doing, but let us continue to fight on the good fight of faith and lay hold on to eternal salvation, which all of us have testified of. You see, through our prayers, we can receive the comfort and strength that we need and all the other resources that we need in this life, both in our natural life and even in our spiritual life. Thank God for it. See, when we pray, we can pray in private. Also, we pray sometimes in public. When we come into the house of God, we pray out. At times, we may just whisper a prayer. You might be sitting there right now just whispering a prayer. Sometimes we pray in silence. Sometimes we set aside time to go to prayer. And other times, it's just a spontaneous reaction. We just begin to pray. We pray into all types of positions. We can be sitting. We can be standing. We can be kneeling before Almighty God. We can even be lying down. We can pray when we're walking. We can pray when we're driving. How many have found that to be so? You got to pray when you're driving out there on these roadways. So we got to be praying for Almighty God, praying to Almighty God. We can pray at home, pray at church, pray at work, pray while you're on vacation. Just because you're on vacation, that doesn't mean God is still not blessing you. That don't mean that God is still not there, because he's still there. Amen. We can pray anywhere at any time. Oh, saints of God, you and I have got to be in an attitude of prayer at all times. In our scripture reading, this is what Paul was saying there. When Paul says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. My, my, my. I thank the Lord for the word of God. Over in Daniel, the 6th chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. We know this scripture quite well. It's talking about Daniel. Praise our God. You know what was taking place here, and Daniel was instructed not to play, to pray. It says in verse 10, where now, O king, establish a decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore King Darius signed the writing in the decree, and that decree was that mankind, that decree is back in verse 7. Go back there for a moment with me. He said, all the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of the lion. See, they were not to pray to any god or anybody else, but to the king. But look at verse 10. It says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, saints of God, he went into his house, and his windows were open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. See, Daniel went in and kneeled on his knees before Almighty God 3 times a day. He didn't go out there and have to tell him off. He didn't go out there and say anything to him. He went to the source. He went straight to Almighty God. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, see, they were sitting there watching Daniel. He said that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee. They went and told on Daniel. There's always a tattletale around. They went and told on Daniel. They said, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition 3 times a day. See, they saw Daniel up there praying. Saints of God, there's a lot in this that is saying to you and I, what are people seeing out of us when we're standing in the grocery store and everything around us is chaotic? People are all upset because the lines are long, because they don't have enough cashiers to run the thing. Are you and I joining in the chorus of the carrying on about why is it taking so long? This ought not to be. Or are we standing there lifting up the individual to God in prayer? You see, saints of God, we can join right in with them, but that's not what God wants. God wants them to see a difference. God wants the world to see our light shining before man that is glorifying our Father, which is in heaven. He didn't want us sitting when we know there's a traffic accident down the road. He doesn't want us sitting and just blowing our horn at everybody else and blowing our... No, God wants us to be in prayer. That's what God wants for us. He wants mankind to see us in prayer. You don't have to drop down on your knees, but you can be standing there just whispering a prayer to Almighty God. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Oh, he was worried about it because he knew it wasn't going to be right. Oh, the king feared God. Saints of God, there's some out there that do fear God. Oh, they're not going to try him, but this king, he said he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him because he knew within himself he was being condemned. He went on to say, then these men assembled unto the king. Here they come again. And said unto the king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes, see, they kept going to him back and forth with the law of the Medes and Persians, is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. See, there's always somebody there that keeps gnawing at it. And that's what they were doing with the king. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him in the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, oh, he recognized who God was, whom thou servest continually. He will deliver thee. Oh, the king had even confidence. He knew that God was a deliverer and God was able to deliver Daniel. He said, and the stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lord, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Oh, he put a seal on it so that Daniel, nobody could get in or get out. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Oh, he was up, saints. See, when you're doing wrong, God may have you up all night long. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God, come on, saints. Amen. Has sent his angel, and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me. My God, our God is able, saints of God. He said he shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me. And also before thee, as brother said early on, he said, when our ways please the Lord, he'll even make our enemies to be at what? Peace with us. Praise our God. Praise our God. He went on to say there, he said, have I done no hurt? Let me go back and read verse 22. Make sure we get that good connection. He said, my God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth that they have not hurt me. For as much as before him in innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found. That's just like our God.
Praise God.
Because he believed, saints of God, in his God. And the king commanded. And they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had their mastery of them. Oh, those lions were hungry. Oh, don't play with God. Amen. Don't play with God's people either. He said, it's better to put a millstone around your neck and then to jump in, and to jump into the death of the seed and to offend one of Jesus' little ones. Don't mess around when it comes to God's people, because our God is on the throne and our God is taking care of us. Praise our God. Thank God for the word of God. He also tells us in Romans 12, a couple of scriptures, Romans 12, verse 12, he said, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Colossians 4:2, he says, continue in prayer and watch, and the same with thanksgiving. He tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing. You see, there is no time when we do not need to pray, saints. There's no time when we cannot pray. There's no time in this life that we don't need God. Praise God. There's no time when God will not be listening and when he will not hear us. He said in Isaiah 65, 24, he said, it shall come to pass that before they call, he said, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Praise God. You see, our Heavenly Father is willing and ready to hear and answer us when we pray. Oh, to pray always does not mean that we follow any kind of formalized prayer. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. That's not what Paul was saying in the Word of God, I should say. To pray always does not mean that we count beads or we repeat memorized prayers. This is what Jesus was saying of the pagans do in Matthew, the sixth chapter. I ask you to read it in your leisure. Jesus gave an instruction on how to pray. He told us what we ought to say when we pray. He didn't say we have to use all these words exactly, but he gave instructions. And we thank God it was left on record for us. Because he said in the word of God, I'm going to go there just for a second. He said, after this manner, in verse 9, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise our God. Oh, Jesus gives us an example in the word of God. Prayer must be our priority, saints of God. If prayer is not made a priority in our lives, then we're never going to pray. It's sad but true. Some people only pray when they're in a dire situation. That ought not to be. We ought to be lifting up our prayers to Almighty God. Because sometimes, saints, when we get into dire situations, we may not be able to pray. There are times when life is coming at us fast and things are happening. And if you haven't prayed up and been prayed up to Almighty God, there may be times you might be able to just say, oh, Lord, have mercy. You may not be able to get in a full-blown plane with Almighty God. You may just say, oh, Jesus, help me. Lord, come to my rescue. You may not be able to say a lot of words. But saints of God, God knows our heart. He knows whether we've been praying always. He knows whether we've been seeking his face in prayer at other times. Our God is able. Praise our God. Oh, prayer ought to be precious to us, saints. Jesus said these words in in the sixth verse of Matthew, the sixth chapter. He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father. See, we don't have to go into a literal closet, but the closet of our heart, the closet of our mind, the closet of our soul, shut out the world so that we can get in tune with Almighty God. All of us need it, saints. All of us need a time to just go away, to steal away. Steal away and be with Almighty God. How many have found that to be so? There are times when everybody's all around and you just need to step away and say, let me go somewhere and just sit down and pray to God and get my mind right with Almighty God, that God can help me through a situation. Oh, we all need to step out of this world for a while and just to enter into the presence of Almighty God and to commune with God. Thank God for the privilege of prayer. Praise our God. And our God is able to hear. And our God is able to answer our prayers when we ask God in prayer out of a sincere heart, a sincere desire to do God's will. Our God is able. You know, there's a hymn that we sing from time to time. And it says there's wonderful power in prayer. For it moveth the arm that moveth the world.
Yeah.
There is wonderful power in prayer. Have you found that to be so, saints? Have you found that to be so? See, when we see all the wickedness that's going on in our world right now, we can steal away and begin praying to God. We can steal away and we can call upon Almighty God. We can pray and thank God for his goodness. Even when our times of sorrow, even in our times of doubt and not misunderstanding and not understanding something, we can steal away and we can sit down and we can just have a little talk with Jesus. We can begin to talk to him and just say to Almighty God, Lord, I don't understand. I need you to open up my understanding. Help my heart, dear Heavenly Father. Get me through this situation that I'm going through right now. And our God will come in. I found it to be so. And our God will come in and he will sup with you. Praise our God. I thank God for the prayer warriors that are coming in on Tuesday and praying. I thank God for those who are not able to come and they're praying right along with us on Tuesday at prayer meeting. We are hearing how souls are being affected by the prayers that are being rendered. How souls, we've prayed for souls. Souls to come into the house of God. Let us keep praying. Let us do as Brother Maurice's mother said, keep calling out their names. He said, keep on calling out their names. Let us not get weary in doing it. Let us keep our loved ones and friends and coworkers and family members and one another before Almighty God. As I share with you on last Lord's Day, I share with my nieces, we've been praying for them to be in the house of God. Praying for them to come back. They grew up here in church, raised in the church, gone out there in the world. And never in my wildest dream would have thought that my brother's death would have brought them here. When I looked up and saw him come in, I said, oh, Lord, my God, we've been praying for them to come to the house of God. Praise our God. We don't know how God's going to work, saints. We don't know who maybe next. Who God may take to bring someone else in. Maybe me, maybe someone else. We don't know how God works. But God is in the business of saving souls. Souls need to be saved, saints. Our loved ones need to know about God. They need to come to God. They're living in lives that are not according to God's eternal word. Many of them were raised in the church. Many of them were raised in the house of God and now have gone away. And God's word is not going to be made a lie because he said in the word, train them up in the way they should go. And when they are old, they will not depart. God said it in his word. And so we have to lift them up to Almighty God. And whatever falls, we have to accept it, saints of God. We have to allow that will to be done in Almighty God. Let us keep them before the Lord. You Bible students know the story of Hannah in the Bible. I ask you to read it, the entire story in your leisure. In 1 Samuel, the first chapter, The Bible tells us in verse 5 of that scripture reading that the Lord had shut up her womb. And that's letting us know that it was not from some medical condition she was experiencing, but it was God that had done so. And then in verse 6, we are told her adversary, Phania, had also provoked her sore. But that did not stop Hannah from seeking the Lord. The Bible goes on to say that in verse 9, let us look there for a moment. He says, so Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh. And after they had drunk, now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. See, you can weep. You may have to be praying and weeping at the same time. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaiden and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child. And I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. See, saints of God, you can be speaking in your heart and your lips be moving. And someone may look over. You know, in this day and time, people are walking around talking on phones, so it doesn't make any difference. But you can go around and they won't think you're crazy. All you have to do is say, and even if they do, keep right on praying. Because you're praying to Almighty God.
Amen.
Now, Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Saints of God, there are times when we've got to get down to business and just pour out our souls before the Lord. She said, count not thy handmaiden for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered, and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Remember what she asked of him. What did she ask? For a man child. If God would give her a man child, she said she would give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor would come upon his head. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the women went her way, and she did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. See, Eli told her, God has heard your petition. God has answered it. Saints of God, when we pray, do we believe that God has answered our prayer? We are told in many scriptures in the Bible, when we pray, we are to pray believing. Turn with me for a moment. We're told these words in the Word of God. We've got to know that when we come before Almighty God and we pray to God, that we believe what we are praying. When we ask God for something in prayer, we ought not to be wavering, but we've got to believe those things that we ask God for. And we've got to know that God will give us the desires that we've asked. We said there in Mark 11, he says there in verse 22, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Do you have faith in God? Do you believe that God is able to answer your prayer as he did with Hannah? You know, if you read on that scripture there in 1 Samuel 1, you'll find out that God did give Hannah a child. He went on to say there in verse 23 of Mark 11, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Do you believe that, saint?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus said, have faith in God. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Oh, saints of God, when we come before God and we pray, we're praying to Almighty God, we've got to know that God is able to answer our prayers. And that when God answer our prayers, that we can stand on the promises of Almighty God. Do you believe that this afternoon?
Amen.
Do you believe that God is able to answer your prayers when you call upon him? Do you know that God will answer? Our God is an answering prayer, a God of answering prayer. He can answer your prayers and bring it to your remembrance that he answered your prayer. You may say to me, well, Sister Renee, I have something before the Lord. I say, stay before the Lord with it. If it's in the will of Almighty God, God's going to answer. You may say to me, well, it's taken a long time. See, sometimes God holds back. God holds back to prove us, saints of God. Are you going to be faithful to me? Are you going to stand? How many know what I'm talking about? There are times we've come to God, and you know, we've come in God and asked, oh, Lord, can you bless me with a job? Oh, Lord, can you bless me? And then many we've had right here, and we know it in this congregation. There were them come in and pray for me to get a job, pray for me to get a job. We haven't seen them since. God blessed them with a job. They're gone. Oh, Lord, bless me with a car. There were times when there were some who needed a car. But before they had a car, they were catching a bus and walking. They were here to church on time, before time. God got them a car. Haven't seen them since. Oh, thanks to God, the truth. It's truth.
Amen.
It's the word of God. It's truth.
Amen.
See, sometimes God is holding things back because God knows you're not ready for
Amen.
It.
Amen.
That's all of us, myself included. But as a family of God, stand on God's word. We know that our God is able. Our God is able to bring us through. It tells us in the word of God that the prayer of faith, are we praying the prayer of faith when we pray? Do we believe what God says? Or are we doubting? Because James lets us know if we doubt, there's no sense in us even asking God for anything. Thank God for his word, saints. Thank God for what he has done for us in prayer. I said to Sister Blake, I'm trusting maybe next Lord's Day, we will break down praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance. I know during this series, I've learned a lot about what God has for us to do, saints of God. Having on the armor of God so that we're able to withstand in the evil days. The evil days are upon us. They're all around us, saints of God. None of us are exempt from it. Don't make any difference what side of the railroad tracks you're on. Things are happening people can't understand. You hear them on the news. Well, our neighborhood is not like that. We don't know why. Oh, if people aren't serving God, you don't know what the devil's allowed to make you do when you don't serve God. The devil can have you doing all types of things. We hear it all the time in the news. But I thank God we can go to God. We don't have to go to the Dr. Fields of this life, but we can go to Almighty God.
Amen.
And know that God can answer our prayers. God will answer and bring us through. He says, I leave this scripture with you as we come to a close. And Lord willing, I'm not going to say we're going to finish, but I'm going to go right on with the Lord and continue on with this until God tells me.
Amen.
He says there in James 5, turn with me for a moment. He said in verse 13, he says, any among you afflicted, let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. Psalms. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. You know, saints of God, on Wednesday night, at our Bible study, we talked about ask. We talked about what the Word of God has said for us. You see, the effectual fervent prayer, it simply means that we are to pray in faith. And then we need to put some legs on our prayers for God's glory. If you come in and we say there's drought in the land and they say pray for rain, let us bring our umbrellas with anticipation that God's going to send the rain.
Praise God.
When we ask God, expect an answer from Almighty God. Our dear Sister Blake said to us on one Tuesday, she said, when we pray, let us pray large. Let us pray with an expectation that God's going to answer our prayer. So when we pray, expect God to answer our prayers. God bless you is my prayer. Amen.
Praise our God. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Thank God for his word. Amen. Amen. That the scripture, the text, praying always. We're praying for, we offer up our petition to the Lord. We're praying. It'll be something we have before the Lord. When the Lord answers, we're still praying because we're thanking him.
Amen.
For what he has done.
Yeah.
If he hasn't answered yet, we're still praying, saying, Lord, I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you in advance because that's the way my faith is.
Amen.
Thank God.
Praise God.
It says praying always with all prayer and supplication. How? In the Spirit. Because we always want to pray in the Spirit of God, in the will of God. Because the Spirit is able to give us utterance, even there are times when we may not even quite know how to word. We don't even know what words to use to pray the prayer of our heart. But when we're praying in the Spirit Spirit can understand even the groanings, our groanings.
Exactly. Amen.
And can answer our prayers.
Amen.
The times when some are so sick.
Yes.
Are so suffering so much in body that they cannot even get the words together for a prayer, but the Spirit of God understands even our groanings.
Yes.
We cry out to him.
Yes.
Praise God. Praying in the Spirit.
Yes.
It says, and watching thereunto.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that Jesus said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Because Jesus even said that time, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he was talking about his disciples at the time, who when he had gone into the Garden of Gethsemane to pray, and Peter, James, and John were sleeping. So we are to pray and to watch. Watch our walk, watch our talk, even as we're praying, to be sure that we can still get that prayer through. Thank God. And praying for needs and praying for the saints and just praying, talking to God, knowing that he's able to answer. And knowing that if he hasn't answered yet, it's not that he's forgotten. There are times when he's just working out something in us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have to be steadfast, even in our prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for this message today.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's so much in with every new message on the armor of God. It just opens our understanding and opens our insight and opens our vision on the word of God and what he intends for us to be and what he intends for us to do. So thank God for the word today.
Amen.
What shall we say? Amen.
He's right on
time. Amen. Praise our God.
386.
Number 386 in the worship of the Lord. Shall we stand?
Amen.
Number 386 in the worship of the Lord. Only trust him.
Amen.
Told to ask in faith, nothing waver.
Amen.
So we pray. We have to trust.
Amen.
Only trust him. Amen.
Come every soul, my sin oppressed. There's mercy with the Lord, and he will surely give you rest by trusting in his word.
Praise God.
Only trust him, only trust him.
Because there's mercy with the Lord.
Yes.
For those of you who know the Lord, have you found it to be so?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. In his mercy,
yes.
In his mercy, he saved us.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he will surely give you rest,
yes,
by trusting in his word. And when we continue to trust in his word,
mm-hmm,
he will give us soul rest.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Jesus even said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. But to know that that place is prepared and is waiting, we have to maintain our contact. We have to maintain our relationship with God. We've got to stay saved, and we've got to talk to the Lord just to make our calling and election sure,
yeah,
with God.
Amen.
And that last verse said, yes, yes, Jesus is the truth, the way. He said, did he not say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Praise God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
And so we've got to trust him.
Yeah.
And in trusting him, we come to him and we talk to him. We live for him because we don't want our prayers to be hindered. There's a way that we have to live that our prayers not be hindered. And we know that sin and iniquity will separate between us and God.
Yes.
And when there's that separation there, he will not hear.
That's right.
You know, his arm is not shortened, his ear is not deaf to our cry, but if there's a separation and he's not hearing our prayers, it's because we have done something to cause that separation.
Right.
And so we want to always check ourselves by his word to be sure that there's nothing separating between us and God.
Amen.
That there's nothing that's going to hinder our prayer.
Amen.
Because we've got to talk to him. We've got to pray to him. We've got to depend upon him, and we have to rely on the fact that he will hear us and undertake for us. And so we have to always check ourselves to be sure that there's nothing that's separating us. There's nothing that's hindering our prayer life. There's nothing that is making it so that God will not hear. We know that God does not hear sinners' prayers, so that lets us know we cannot be a sinner and have God hear our cry. The only cry that he'll hear from a sinner is a cry of repentance that will get rid of that sin and open the way for us to be able to cry out to God and him hear us in our needs. That psalm puts it, only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him when? Now. Now is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Now is the day to keep walking right with God. If you've started a walk with God, don't let anything turn you around.
That's right. Amen.
Don't let anything get you off track.
Amen.
Because the devil is trying to derail everyone who started this walk for God. The devil is trying, like the same way that you derail a train, and then the train jumps the track and it's off. And when it's off, it can't go any farther. The devil is trying to derail us from our walk with God. Don't let him do that.
Yes, that's right.
Don't let him do that.
Stay with God.
Stay
Amen.
With God. Amen. Only trust him now. He will save you, and he will send his spirit so that you may be preserved, so that you will stay saved.
That's right.
That you'll not fall by the wayside.
Amen.
Praise our God. Thank God for the word that was preached today. How many understood what was preached? Amen, amen, amen. Is there one with a need? Is there one with a special need?
Amen,
amen, amen. We thank God. We thank God. And the reason I phrase it that way is there's one with a special need. But we all know we have a need.
Amen.
We all know that we want God to continue to direct our path.
Amen.
We want God to lead us. Amen. Because if the Lord is not leading us, then we're going the wrong way.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God. Amen. How much we're getting from this study about prayer and how we ought to pray and how others prayed and trusted God. And we see even in the portions of the message that talked about Daniel, and Daniel was not troubled because he knew he had talked to God. Part of the reason that he was down there in the lion's den is that he refused to stop talking to God.
That's right.
He refused to stop praying regardless of the decree. No matter what had been set out in the so-called law of the land, he was not going to let anything separate him between himself and his God.
Amen.
That's the reason he was down in the den.
That's right.
But he knew that if God was God when he was out of the den, God was still God when he was in the den. Praise our God. And he never let go of that assurance. Praise God.
Amen.
And even though the king was troubled in his spirit in so much that he couldn't sleep. And then when he ran down to see about Daniel, and Daniel said, "Oh, king, live forever." Because he knew that the eternal God had kept him.
Amen.
Praise our God. And we know that the God that we serve can
keep us
too.
Amen.
Amen. Praise our God. Thank God.
Praise
Thank God.
God
for this message.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God.
Praise God.
Encourages us, strengthens us.
Yes.
To hold on and to go forth for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the message,
Praise God.
The messenger.
Thank God.
Amen. Is there anyone who would like to express themselves concerning the message? Amen. Sister Webb. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And pray one for another that you may be healed. I love it when it says perfection, fervent prayer of the righteous man.
Amen.
So that's what I'm going to use as my theme for this week. So I keep going to work.
Yes.
Because it's a work, every day is a work for all of us. And it's even more when you have to serve God the way he needs to serve.
Yes.
You know, be strong in the faith, in his word, in his walk every day. But it's extra, extra time to take all the scriptures and apply them with my job. Because every day you have different personalities. And
yes.
It's just so much foolishness. And every day someone, in my presence, this is foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to, okay, let me just step back and pray.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, we worked all day Saturday. I was in the morning and didn't get home until
about
5. Mm, my. Working on the line, you know, with props for Mary behind the marriage. Yes. They didn't get it right. You know, they were behind. We had thousands of parts of where. But all we have, all this person, and she's actually a Christian. You know, she talked about, I don't think she's talking about going to a church or fellowship, but she can be not like a fantasy. Instead of working, the line running off. I saw her poking at one of the guys who wanted to tell me to gesture. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute, she has worked it. I'm going to find her so we can get done. But I'm just remembering that's his work, but God's work is it's about his work.
Yes.
And I'm doing his workmanship the best I can do, no matter where I am.
Amen.
So to continue to speak and continue to pray, and help those that want to be helped. And here down at the times now, there is a separation. And I explained to someone, you know, there is a heaven and a hell. You know, you may not think about that. And it's going to all be quiet. I don't care if it's about. But yes, but there's the end result, you will.
Yes.
So I'm, you know, just remembering what Sister going over this armor. It's very important to armor myself with the armor. Spiritual armor God has us to give. So the message is beautiful once again. Just sharing my grief and my journey, like, or tomorrow coming at hand with this whole thing. But I'll be ready to get out of it because I'm at the place in time. I went back to go back to college and back helping out. And this is just, it's getting too much. I can spend my time working full time for the Lord than you do.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise our God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Webb. Praise God.
Praise God,
sir. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we look to the Lord and thank him for his word? Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you, dear God, Father, for your word. Lord, you always supply, dear God, just what we need, dear Father. Lord, you always feed us, dear Father, exactly, Lord, what we need, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear Father, that you would help us, Lord, measure to all of your word, dear God. Help us, Lord, to pray without ceasing, dear God. Help us, dear Father, Lord, to be righteous, dear God, even as the scripture that Sister Webb, Lord, pointed to, and help us, Lord, to be righteous so that our effectual, fervent prayers, dear God, will avail much, dear God, for those that we're praying for. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would bless us, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Jenkins, dear God, who brought it, dear Father, in the spirit, dear God, in which you gave it to her. And Lord, we thank you, dear God, Lord, for giving us understanding, dear God, for giving us clarity, dear Father, of your word, dear God. Lord, we don't have to err, dear God, in any way because, Lord, your spirit makes it so very clear, dear Father. It's so very transparent, dear God, what we must do, dear God. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, help us, dear God. Give us the grace, dear Father, to walk, Lord, in your word as you have given it, dear God. Lord, walk in the light, dear Father, as it shines on our pathway. Thank you, Lord, for the truth of your word, dear God. For, Lord, we know, Lord, if we walk in truth, dear God, Lord, then we will not, dear Father, be overcome with error. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you'd remember each listener, dear God, and pray, dear Father, that you would continue, Lord, to speak to hearts. Lord, remember our upraised hands, dear God, for, Lord, our desire, dear God, is to do, Lord, all that your word, dear Father, instructs us to do, Lord. And, Father, we don't, Lord, do not want to fail you, dear God. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be victorious, dear God, in this life, dear God. And, Father, help us, dear Lord, to help to walk, Lord, so that someone else, Lord, who sees our life, dear God, may be drawn to thee. Help us, Lord, to so live, Lord, that we make the way of Christ attractive to some soul, dear God, who needs to know about salvation. And truly, Lord, we'll give you the glory and praise. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you remember, Lord, Sister Webb on her job, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would instruct her, dear God. Lord, we know, dear Father, that there are those, dear God, who can even, what they're saying, and the way that they carry on, Lord, is just a vexation of spirit, dear God, to one who is living righteously, dear Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that you would give her more, even more grace, dear God, Lord and Father, that you would direct her path, and Lord, give her the words to say, as she said, Lord, give her the word seasoned with grace, dear Father. Lord, that someone else, dear God, might see Christ in her, dear God.
Amen.
Father, we pray, Lord, that you would direct her path, Lord, and Father, whatever your will is for her life, dear God. Lord and Father, we know, dear God, that she says amen to your will, dear God. And Father, when it's time, when it's your time, dear Father, for her to give up the working, dear God, and to give up that working, dear God, and go to another type of working, dear Father, Lord, working full time for thee, Lord, as she said, Lord, we know, Father, that you'll show her, Lord, what your will is, dear God. And Father, you will do it, dear Father, Lord, in your time, dear God. Father, we pray, Lord, you be with her, remember her, her family, dear Father, in a very special way, dear God, as we beg of thee. Lord, remember each upraised hand, dear God. Lord, you know, dear Father, what we need, and Lord, what will confront us, even, Lord, on this week. And so, Father, we pray, dear God, that you would help us, dear Father, Lord, to just stand on your word, dear God, to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise. Lord, remember, Lord, those who, Lord, are not yet saved, dear God, who heard this message, dear Father. Help them, Lord, to see their need, dear God, in thee. Help them, Lord, to see their lack, dear Father, because they could have a Savior. They could have a hope of eternal life, dear God, in thee. And so, Father, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit will continue to speak to their hearts, dear God. Lord, that they might believe the word which they have heard, dear God, to take it on faith, dear God, and to stand on that faith and step out, dear God, and say, what must I do to be saved? And truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Praise our God. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thinking about my auntie shouting in glory of her two grandchildren.
Praise God.
And Sister Nate, there,
yes, yes. Amen. Amen. Praise our God. Yes, Sister Millicent. Amen. Amen. Choir rehearsal. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Choir rehearsal today, following morning service. Yeah, and you know, really, when you think about the saints, when we come, we come to service. So if one of the saints gets up to leave, we know that it's there's a situation or there's a reason for it. Because you know, the saints, we want to be here as much as we can. So if we have to leave before service is over, we understand that there are things that happen, things that, you know, sometimes something that has to be. So we understand. Amen. Whether we know the reason or not, you know, God knows the reason, and we understand. So amen. So we would never second guess one of the saints. You know, we as I said, we come, we want to be here.
Amen.
Amen. And so we don't go, you know, ripping or running out as soon as possible. We want to hear as much word as we can, fellowship as much as we can, and gain strength from one another. So, thank you, Sister Millicent. Our announcements for Sunday, February 20th. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. That goes right along with the message today. November turkey giveaway canister is always open for donations. Wednesday night Bible study will be at 7 p.m. by phone. And we thank God for Bible study.
Amen.
We just thank it's
Amen.
So enriching. We just thank God for that.
Amen.
Please remember to turn your phone off 1 hour before service, then turn it back on. Happy birthday blessings this week to Sister Marietta Smith, February 22nd. We thank God for you. Amen, amen. Sister, you gave her testimony in Sunday school. Amen. We thank God for our bus drivers. For February, Sister Melita McElroy was on the schedule to drive for today, and we thank God for her. Thank God. And please pray for Sister Millicent McElroy and Brother Thomas Mann as they are on the schedule for next Lord's Day for the 27th. So lift them up in prayer this week. We have a thank you card which says, there is a way of selfless serving that has a special greatness. Though often overlooked by man, it will never be overlooked by God. And the scripture, Matthew 25:21, well done, good and faithful servant, thanking him for you. I am so grateful for all the love you have shown me. Thank you, church family. With all my love, Sister Carol. Amen. Amen. You have all our love too. Praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Our thought for today, discipline is training, not punishment, although it sometimes requires punishment. Amen. Amen. So discipline is training. And whether the training involves punishment or not depends on the one who's being disciplined, pretty much. Depends on that one and how compliant they are. I know myself. There's times I had discipline, and sometimes it had to lap over into punishment. But depends upon the heart of the one that's being disciplined. Amen. And as we learn obedience in the natural sense as a child, as we learn obedience, we can learn so much more easily how to be obedient to God.
Amen.
If obedience is not a foreign experience for us, then when we learn about the Word of God and what God requires in obedience, it's easier. Easier to submit and to obey.
Amen.
And so God has a reason for saying, train him up in the way he should go. And when he's old, he'll not depart from it. Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to express themselves before we dismiss? Mm-hmm. We were thankful to have our visitor, Michael Dalton. We pray we'll pray for him that he'll return as well. Sister India.
I'm not working for the job. I'm working for the Lord. And the Lord is the consumer after all this.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're paying me for their payment, I just wanted to thank God for just giving me the opportunity. I just want to thank him first. And even though so many more afflictions have came, I talked to my daughter this morning before going to church and haven't talked to her in days. I haven't seen her. I haven't heard her.
my heart that says my house is safe. Well, if you're not getting anything, I don't want to see you. You know, I don't want to talk to you. I don't understand. And I'm stuck with the prayers for that. I did all I could for my daughter. Now things are not going the way that she thought they would be. Now, you know, I don't know what to do. And I just want to step aside and just help me elaborate on that, you know?
Yeah.
Happen because I'm doing right by God.
Yes.
I cut out a lot of things. I'm not doing that. You know, I just want to, you know, express myself and when I choose God and when I do right for the Lord and I pray and I meditate on Him,
mm-hmm.
I'm such a better person.
Yes.
Even though that happened to me, what I said, that was really hurtful. I'm talking about my seed, my own seed. I didn't cry. I didn't do that. I, once again, we came to the church. It felt so good cutting that corner, coming in here. It was like, I'm so happy that I can take my baggage and put it somewhere and I trust.
Yes.
No matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to spread that and just say, thank you, God.
Praise God.
So we have our own church, our own family.
Praise God. Amen.
So, once again, it felt so good. It felt so good to cut that corner.
It's good to be here. Amen.
That's blessed my heart as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And makes me this other person will think she doesn't care. And no, I've given it to God.
Amen. 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 God bless you, Sister India. Amen. Even in the midst of your burden, still praising God.
Amen.
Amen. There's a song we sing sometimes. Take your burdens to the Lord. As you said, we may not understand some things. Things that happen to us, we don't understand. Things that people say to us, we don't understand. But Lord, I don't understand this, Lord, but Lord, there must be a purpose. Lord, maybe you're working out something in me, making me stronger so that I can be able to withstand some things. And he can do that. That's putting on the armor so that these fiery darts, that we're told, take the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, because the devil's going to send fiery darts. But by your faith, by that faith, those darts they can't get in and penetrate the way they used to. They don't tear you down the way they used to. You don't find yourself just exactly coming to church and sitting home and pondering. The pondering doesn't get you anything, but come and let the Spirit of God lift you up. Amen. Praise our God. You know, there's a scripture that even mother and father forsake you, then the Lord will raise you up. So just continue to hold on, continue to trust in God. Amen. And we will remember your prayer request, and we appreciate testimony.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Amen. Shall we stand? Continue to remember the Johnson family much in prayer. Pierre Johnson, his service will be Friday, the 25th of February at New Birth Church out on Refugee Road. And the visitation is at 10 a.m. The funeral service begins at 11 a.m. So remember the family much, much, much in prayer. And as Pastor Jenkins has said, and remember Brother PJ, much in prayer. To lose a parent is very, very difficult. Many of us have gone through it. And it never gets to the place where it's ever easy. So we continue to remember the family as a whole, and remember, as we said, Pastor Jenkins, who's preached for two Sundays now. That last Sunday when she preached, her brother had just died the day before. And that's the grace and the power that God can give you. And so remember her much in prayer. Remember Brother Byron, who's on the phone and taught on Wednesday night. And that's his brother. And he worked with him daily. Remember Sister Millicent, who taught Sunday school class last Sunday, led the choir, led the singing last Lord's Day. Is back there at her post even now. Just remember the whole family. Remember Sister Melita. All of these are siblings of Pierre. Sister Melita, who last week was back there in the media room and is back there now. Amen. Just continue to bless. And that's just the first generation. Amen. Sister Lawrencine, amen, who was here last week and was downstairs feeding the children, was here, was in Sunday school class, was downstairs feeding the children last week. Just remember the whole family. And as I said, that's the first generation. And then Sister Maria and her family, Jaslyn, her family, the whole family, the whole extended family, much in prayer. And let's lift them up. Amen. And this time we'll ask Sister Maria, would you dismiss us with prayer, please? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Jeremy, Father, Lord, for that. Thank you, Jeremy, Father, Lord, for the job, Jeremy, Father, Lord, that you've given us, Jeremy, Father, our means of transportation.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Jeremy, Father, Lord, for those blessings, Jeremy, Father, you bestow upon us each and every day, Lord. We sometimes take for granted, Jeremy, Father, Lord, that we have water, we have food, Jeremy, Father, toothbrushes, Jeremy, Father, shoes and clothes, Jeremy, Father, Lord, put on our bodies, dear Lord. But, Jeremy, Father, Lord, we thank you for each and every one of those things. Some, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, are not able to have, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Lord, bless us, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to be able to give to those, dear Heavenly Father, that are in need, dear Lord. Even if we're able to, dear Heavenly Father, just say hello, dear Heavenly Father, sometimes to go a long way, dear Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Allow us, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, to be that light, dear Heavenly Father, that shines so bright, that makes even Heavenly Father the difference, dear Heavenly Father, in our lives, dear Lord.
Yes.
Bless us, dear Heavenly Father, this week, dear Lord, while we go our separate ways, dear Heavenly Father, Lord. Even, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, if we're not within this, thank you, Heavenly Father,
who hired
the Lord. Bless us, Heavenly Father, wherever we may be.
Yes, Lord.
Keep us safe, Heavenly Father, Lord. Allow us, Heavenly Father, Lord, to feed upon this word, Heavenly Father, Lord, and our lessons, Heavenly Father, Lord, that we have, Heavenly Father, for the upcoming week. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, bless us all.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.